Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. I am your host for this show, as I usually am. Anyways, it is just about 7 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Thank you very much for tuning in today, fair listener. You know, I've never been a huge fan of Valentine's Day, whether I'm single or seeing anybody. I've never just really gone into it. And if anything, I've kind of just resented how commercially overdone it is. I certainly can appreciate that there is a day for expressing how much you love somebody or love anybody in general. But I don't understand why you can't just do that any day, but whatever. I don't know. If it gets me presents, wow, I'm a dick. Anyways, and so I know that you guys have probably all been beaten over the head with overdone Valentine's Day stuff, so I'm just gonna make it worse. I'm going to do a Valentine's Day show. That is my present to you. And it's not going to be... I'm going to call it the emo edition, but it's not. I'm not really playing emo. I can't get away with that. I secretly listen to a lot of really shitty emo rock, but I'm not going to make you guys listen to that as well. I don't know why I need to tell you that either. Anyways, when I was sifting through the vaults to find music to play for this show, I found it very difficult to find kind of like punk rock and garage songs about, I don't know, like happy love songs. I found a lot of really bitter kind of songs about significant others or past significant others. Let's say it like songs like I Never Loved You, which I will play for you today, or Better Days, something like that. And so a lot of them might feel kind of whiny, but I don't know. Comes as no surprise to me, so it shouldn't be a surprise to you guys either. Yes. I started off today's show with Queers off of their album Monkey Brain. That was a song called Girl About Town, which they covered, and it was originally performed and written by a song called Hell in Love, which I believe was a punk rock band from the 90s. Really into the Ramones. I'm really into the Ramones. I'll be playing some Ramones today. The Ramones were one of the few bands I found that actually wrote a positive love song. So, whether you're a fan of Valentine's Day or not, I'll still be playing that awesome punk rock music that hopefully you too love as much as I do myself. So, here we go. Let's get things started. I don't remember what I was going to play for you. Yes, I do. I'm going to play a local band for you right now, a band called The Bad Amps. They are no longer together, but they released, their last release was a 7-inch called Two-Face. It's just great, a song called Two-Face. So I am going to play that song for you right now on We All Fall Down, the emo edition, but not really. Anyways, if you want to give me a call here in the studio, you can do so at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. And as always, you can check out my playlist online, which is found at, oh god, I had a total mind blank, weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And if you enjoyed the show, you can even download a copy of it and listen to it over and over again, because you can download podcasts for many CITR shows, including mine, through CITR's website, which is citr.ca. And that is all of the information that I have for you, fair listener. Let's get to some Bad Amps on We All Fall Down.
She was my high school sweetheart, yes, she was nasty, the 17. We met to track out of school, got hooked on methamphetamine. And now she's no one's little baby anymore. Oh no, she did a trick on the corner just to score. Oh no, I never thought she'd end up like this. Now I still remember our very first kiss. Behind the future, but the history is back here. So things are moving just a little too fast. And now, looking ahead and Sailing your staff show. I wrote her out of bed, I just hope that she is so good. And now she's not my little baby anymore. Oh no, she's turned a trick on the corner just to score. Oh no, I never thought she'd end up like this. Now I still remember our very first kiss. We had a picture of things to regret too. So things are moving just a little too fast. And now, if you're headed, you're sailing your special.
Thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah, Peter Mansbridge. Sorry. What was I going to say? That song, that I just played for you is called Better Days by the Bouncing Souls. You can find that song off of their album Anchors Away. And I actually didn't play a song called Two-Face by the Bad Amps. I played a song called High School Sweetheart because I put the 7-inch on the turntable on the wrong side. But whatever, it still fits the theme. It still works. You can find it off of their 7-inch, which is actually entitled Two-Face. The song that I wanted to play for you right now is a song by Death Clock off of their Death album. The song is called Castraticron, and it's actually the song, Death Clock is a band that is from the show, the Adult Swim show Metalocalypse, and on season one they have an episode called Girlfriend Clock, and they have this song about it, about a female demon, I don't know, demoness called Castraticron. I don't know. I really have nothing else to say about that. Here's the song. It's awesome.
Hey,
Was I doing last Saturday? I don't remember, Bryce. Was there something going on?
Sitting at home.
I don't know. Probably. I don't remember. I think there was something important going on because there was a really good reason that I couldn't go to your show.
Uh-huh.
That's all I have to say.
Okay.
That's all. Like, I probably went to another show. Ooh. Anyways, that I just played two songs by The Descendants right now because... They have a lot of really good songs. I really like The Descendants, and I couldn't decide which song to play, so I played both of the songs that I you know, that I had to choose between. I just played off of Everything Sucks, the song She Loves Me, and before that, off of I Don't Want to Grow Up. That song is called Silly Girl. And prior to that, I played some Death Clock, a song that you can find off of the Death album. That song is called Castraticron. I don't know. I don't know how to say that properly. Let's say that you say it like that. So, if you are getting a bit tired of the whole Valentine's Day thing, and you're one of those people that don't really want to show their affections to others, even though deep down inside, I know they're buried there somewhere within the shadows, then there is one person that you can love, and that is yourself. You can love yourself on Valentine's Day, and that is completely okay. And there's even a song about it by The Briefs. It's called Genital General. They interpret that quite literally, but that's okay. This is off of their album, Steal Your Heart. Here is a song about loving yourself on any day, not just Valentine's Day, by The Briefs on We All Fall Down.
There's more to being famous when you've no sexual appeal. When your big face looks like the mirror, please, that's not all new. Girls won't play, and no one stay. To get out of the way, escape the others, be a genital general. Feel dare you. Oh, life's so lonely, ain't it? There's nothing money can buy, but you got no money anyway, so why don't you try? Got no bills, just rotten food. Here's my big custom in this news. Don't wait, and I'll see. Be a genital general, just like me. Yes, who would be all by yourself? Wrong. They say I'm trying harder than I have to be, but I'm trying to cut no one's lawn. I got one of those haircuts in a distance stare, got some cardio for my lungs. Then I shoot my chest till there's nothing there, but it never got nothing done. Well, as I look out from under my itty bitty footlights, I think I'm a friend. Think I should get on that horse again. I am not these creepy folk bed. All the good girls are scared of me, even though I've done nothing wrong. They say I'm trying harder than I have to be, but I'm trying to cut no one's lawn. I ain't trying to cut no one's lawn.
She tore out my heart, ripped it with her teeth, stuck it with a knife, and left it there to bleed. She tore out my
I'm not afraid to die. Welcome to my world, welcome to my world. Walking into late night Cinemax. Welcome to my world. Jägermeister and Captain Crunch. Nicotine and the Brady Bunch. I'm building a boat out of pudding cups. Welcome to my world. Welcome to my world. Non-stop yogurt lashing without you. Shirt is starting to stink. I don't give a damn what people think. I can take a leak in the kitchen sink. Welcome to my world. No, you needn't shed a tear. Cause I've got waffles and I've got beer. And I've got Mr. Belvedere. Welcome to my world. Welcome to my world. Non-stop, no girl action without you.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. I just played a whole bunch of more kind of love and anti-love related songs for you there on We All Fall Down's Valentine's Day emo edition. Ah! I don't remember the order of the songs that I played, so I'm just going to kind of list them off in random order. I'm sorry, I was talking to Bryce and then I wasn't typing down the songs as I was playing them, so I don't remember the order. But I just played Nerf Herder off of their album American Cheese. That song was called Welcome to My World. At some point before that, I played the Ramones. I think I did. Yeah, off of their album Road to Ruin. That song's called She's the One. I also played Raised by Wolves off of Hot Blood, the song She Tore Out My Heart. I played some Transmitters off of their self-titled full-length album. That was a cover of The Scientists Last Night. What else did I play in there? I played Alkaline Trio off of their album Good Morning. That song was called Fatally Yours. What else is in there? Chicks Dig It was in there as well. I'm really sorry that I forgot the order, guys. I'll figure it out. And I'll post it properly later. Off their album Pink Razors, that song was called Good Girls. And that might have been all that I played. I think that was it. That feels about right. Just right there. But I wanted to tell you about show listings coming up. Perhaps if you are not... If you don't have any plans for this weekend, there are a lot of shows going on that mayhaps you would like to check out. There are a lot of shows this weekend that I would like to check out, but I will not be in town, so unfortunately I will not be able to. So, you must go in my stead. Go forth, young listener, and attend these shows because I won't be able to. So, Murder City Devils. This is a show that I've been talking about for quite a while. They're playing a show here in Vancouver at the Commodore Ballroom tomorrow night. That's Friday the 13th. What else is going on then this weekend, the 14th? If you're in Surrey or find yourself somewhere in the vicinity of Amberjack's Pub, you can check out Spread Eagle and Bison. That will be an awesome show. If I was here in town, I would probably make it out to Surrey to go watch these bands. Or I would go to the sweatshop to check out Pride Tiger and the Jolts. They are playing on Saturday the 14th as well. Then A week after that, the Transmitters are playing with the TVs February 21st at the Media Club. That's a Saturday, I believe. And then the next day, Agent Orange is playing February 22nd at the Balmoral. Beginning of March, The Creep Show is playing a show at the Red Room. That's happening March 5th. Left Spine Down is playing with Ninja Spy the same night, March 5th, at the Media Club. Under Oath is coming to Vancouver. They're playing with Norma Jean. Perhaps if you like them, you would check them out. They're playing March 7th at the Vogue Theater. I didn't even know the Vogue was still putting on shows, but whatever. Trail of Dead are coming to Vancouver again to put on yet another awesome show. I bet they're playing with Mid-Masses. Did I write that down correctly? I don't even know. March 13th at Richards on Richards. The Taste of Chaos tour is coming through Vancouver. Bands on that tour this year include Thursday, Bring Me the Horizon, and the Cancer Bats. The Cancer Bats, who, by the way, have been nominated for a Juno Award. Best New Group, I believe, was the category. All of the other nominees and all of the other groups kind of blow IMO, but the Cancer Bats, let's fingers crossed for them. Taste of Chaos, that's happening March 30th at the Commodore Ballroom. The Haunted are playing April 7th at the Commodore Ballroom, and I have just been informed that the Bronx are also coming to Vancouver. They're playing April 1st at Richards on Richards. Turbo Negro is playing April 14th at the Commodore Ballroom, and the Vans Warped Tour is also coming back to Vancouver this August, so that's like way down the road. Who's thinking about August right now? I'm not. August is like the end of summer. Everyone's looking forward to like the beginning of summer. We're not looking for the end of summer right now, so not even going to tell you anymore about the Vans Warped Tour. There we go. That was your show listing segment for this week on We All Fall Down. I really, really wish I could fluently speak Old English all the time. Anyways, I remember last Valentine's Day when I was doing my Valentine's Day show here on CITR. Last year, my friend Shane came by and brought me a Valentine's Day pie. It was like a raspberry mousse pie. It was pretty awesome. I was just remembering it because I'm kind of hungry and I kind of want pie. But anyways, getting to other things. Continuing We All Fall Down's emo edition. Yay! I don't remember what I was going to play. I was going to play either the Jolts or King Kong and Barbecue Show. Let's start off with King Kong and Barbecue Show, a song called Too Much in Love, and then we'll get to a song by the Jolts called I Never Loved You. Ha! If that doesn't send mixed messages, I don't know what does. All right, this is King Kong and the Barbecue Show on We All Fall Down.
Yeah.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. Thank you very much for tuning in and calling in. Guys, you listeners are awesome. That's all I have to say. I'm really tired. What?
Nothing.
Robin and Colin are here. They're getting ready to do the Inkstead show, which comes on in about 5 minutes. And we've been trying to explain the concept of the "that's what she said" jokes to Colin, and I don't think he's grasping the concept. Like, if I just said something like, if I said, I don't think he's grasping the concept. It seems really hard. Then you can be like, "That's what she said," and then it would be funny. I'm explaining that's what she said. Yeah.
Man, that's hard.
Yeah, that's what she said. That's exactly what that was the example that I just used. So.
How do I put this in?
That's what she said. That's how it works. Or...
it doesn't fit.
Or, are you going to come?
Oh.
And that's kind of it's a joke meant to sexualize the. Yes.
I think I understand the concept. I just don't always find it funny, as some people do.
Well, that's because you don't have a sense of humor.
Probably not.
There we go. Stay tuned to the Inkstead Show. They're on at 2 o'clock. And then what's on at 3? I think the French Connection.
They're on at 3:30.
Oh.
We may go for an extra half hour, depends.
Maybe. And that 3:30, Le Connexion Francais is on. I'm sorry, I probably totally butchered that. Doesn't even matter. I just played The Jolts off of their album Haute Voltage. That song was called I Never Loved You. And before that, King Kong and the Barbecue Show off of What's for Dinner. That song was called Too Much in Love. This has been the emo edition of We All Fall Down. It wasn't really that emo. I didn't really play any emo bands, but I kind of like calling it that, so I'm going to. You can download podcasts for this show through our website, which is www.citr.ca, or you can even check out my playlists online at wealfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. There are a lot of awesome shows coming up this weekend. I expect you all to go to at least one of them. And stay tuned for the Inkstead Show. I'm going to leave you off now with my favorite song ever, and it's by a band that Robin hates when I play. I don't know how to grammatically properly say that, but
I think they suck balls.
Yeah, Robin thinks they suck balls. I'm gonna play The Cure.
You should
see his face. You really should. This is a song. I don't know what you said. Anyways, this is a song called Just Like Heaven, and it's my favorite song ever, and it's so cute, and it's the best way to end the Valentine's Day edition of We All Fall Down. Thanks for listening, guys. I'll be back next Thursday.
Must have been asleep for days, moving lips to breathe. Just like heaven.